Welcome to the Growing in Grace podcast, where you can listen in on some casual conversation about the good news of Jesus without all of the inconsistent religious double talk. If you've ever struggled with feelings of hopelessness, guilt, and despair, or wondered if you're really right with God, it's time to discover the true freedom that comes with the gospel of unlimited and overflowing grace.
All righty, here we go, the Growing in Grace podcast. I'm Joel Brzezicki, along with Mike Kapler. It is just the two of us, you and I, just you and me. Production crew. Yeah, I listened to a few other podcasts now. For a while, I hadn't really listened to a whole bunch other than like the Unsunday Show and the Grace Cafe, Matt McMillan, and maybe one or two others every now and then. So I started listening to a different podcast. If you ever watch the show Bones,
I have seen some of those episodes.
Yeah, well, Emily Deschanel and the girl who played Daisy, they started a podcast called Boneheads. But I'm not even wanting to talk about that. It's just funny because at the beginning of their show, or maybe it's at the end, I can't remember, but they'll say Boneheads is a production of. And our producer is so-and-so, engineers, and they'll name their engineers, the senior vice president of weekly content. Executive producers are, the music is by, and special thanks to, and all these things. And here we've been doing this podcast for 20 years, and it's just you and me.
I know. Maybe we should come up with a new intro that includes some of that, though.
That would be fun.
This was Joel Brzezicki, and this was Joel Brzezicki. This was Mo, Larry, and Curly.
There we go. And we could do it something like, it was an airplane. One of those funny movies, at the end they roll the credits and they say, people who acted in the movie. And then they list people, but yeah, that'd be kind of fun. But it's just you and I, and we're talking about the love and the grace of God, and so many good things over the last 20 years. We've reminisced a few weeks ago on that on our 20th anniversary program and podcast 1000. So we won't get into that stuff now. But it is really fun talking about this stuff. I mentioned last week that. You know, I sit down to record with you every week, and I feel just refreshed every time doing this, and this is such good stuff to be talking about. I think it encourages people. I think it helps people. There's a place for all kinds of other things in this world. There's, you know, entertainment is a great thing. It's one reason I listen to that other podcast I just mentioned. It's just entertaining to me, or watch the TV shows that we watch. It's also fun to talk about. And enlightening and encouraging to talk about God's love and His grace. And so that's what we've been doing for all these years. And, well, we've been talking about several weeks talking about works and how, you know, works are not meant as a means of proving our justification before God or of becoming justified before God or saved. But the question comes up then, are you guys saying then that you're just totally against works, you're totally against doing, you're totally against anything that has to do with action in your life in Christ? And of course not. Our focus on some of the past few podcasts have been, like I just said, on how works are not meant as a way of justifying ourselves or proving that. But there is another aspect to works, to doing in our lives in Christ, and it's a very good thing that we can be talking about and encouraging people in when it comes to action, when it comes to, well, I guess I look back on my life, and when I was in the legalistic church, and I was doing so many things just because I was told I had to. I was following the rules, so to speak. I was just trying to go along with what I thought I was supposed to do, whether it was through what was preached or the stuff I came up with on my own that I thought I was supposed to do. Do. It was a focus on doing. And then when I finally came into the understanding of God's grace and love for me, I remember there was a time when I just said, I'm not going to do anything. I'm not going to focus on whether it's ministry in the church, whether it's just anything, witnessing, that was a big word back then, in the evangelical church I was a part of, going out and witnessing. I'm just not going to do anything, and I'm just going to rest and relax and not let myself be burdened with those things. And the amazing thing that came through that is that because I was able to let go of the expectations that I thought that, the things that I thought were expected of me by people in the church or by God, what I found was that I began to grow and begin to understand who I really was in Christ, and the supernatural, but the way that he had placed me within the body of Christ, and the things that I enjoyed doing and being a part of within the body of Christ. It became, instead of musts and shoulds, and this is what you're supposed to do, and you got to prove that you're saved, you got to prove that you're justified, it became, it changed from that to, I know now, or at least I'm learning now, who I am in Christ, and this is how it looks, this is how it flows, these things now come out of that. So it became a lot different for me. And I think that's what life in Christ is. I began to, instead of focusing on what I was supposed to be doing, I was focusing on Christ, my life in Him, His grace, His kindness, His goodness, and things changed tremendously for me simply through that understanding.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I had written something. I haven't posted it yet, but I was thinking of, I started writing something based on what you were talking about. Kind of funny how all of this works sometimes, but just in my notepad here, I put this. I put, a religious mindset falls prey to, I have to do, I must do, I'm required to do, I'm obligated to do, or even I should do. Living in grace allows one to freely and cheerfully decide whether I want to, I get to, I desire to, or possibly none of the above. Mm. And you were also talking about action. So what popped into my head, maybe it's because of what you were talking about with the podcast production and stuff, but you see these movie sets or whatever, TV show sets, where the director is saying, all right, ready on the set, action. Well, if something doesn't go right and somebody doesn't act properly, then they say, cut, all right, take two, cut, take three. And most of us are up to probably about take 62 million right now in the act of life.
No doubt.
And so it kind of, like we mentioned last week, what is it specifically that the religious people who advocate for this kind of stuff, what is it specifically we need to do? What is it we need to avoid? How much does the good need to outweigh the bad? Do you see how this just falls right back into a ministry of law and works again? It's just so easy for it to happen without even realizing that it's happening. And so, what works are we to do as believers in Christ? Some people might ask that. So how does it work now? Okay, we're totally off the works bandwagon. We're buying into what you guys are saying. But now what? Now what? They might not even go so far as to say, but now what do we do? They're waiting for us to tell them what to do. Look, this is the ministry of God in us, Christ in you. The hope of glory, God working in and through us. And I would say probably in ways that we don't even realize. And so what God does through you may be very different from what he does through somebody else. And quite frankly, it may not always be evident outwardly, externally. There's so many different ways in which God can use people, as we talked about during our anniversary podcast, number 1000. So many different ways that God can move and work. And that's why Paul said, don't, I know this goes very much against the grain of what some people will fall into, especially when they buy into the whole James chapter 2 thing. But Paul said, don't look at that which is seen, but look at that which is not seen. That is faith. The evidence, as the writer of Hebrews said, the evidence or proof of that which is not seen. So we keep our eyes on Jesus, and we just rest in the idea, the concept, the fact, the truth that God did everything for us when it comes to our redemption, our salvation, our justification, our righteousness, our perfection, our sanctification. I'm out of breath. And all of that stuff God did for us. Once we begin to realize that kind of love is what has been poured out on us, then, as you were talking about a little bit, Joel, then it begins to potentially change the way we approach everything. But I think sometimes we're thinking about, what should I do now as a Christian? I think that's a different thing than God working in and through us. That doesn't mean you can't still go out and do things that are profitable and will benefit others. It may be on your own. It may be God working through you. But I think it's easy to mix the two up, kind of like works and fruit. We don't produce fruit. We bear fruit. And branches don't work to bear fruit. That's, you know, sometimes people want to mix those two together. And there is such a thing as dead fruit. That's something that the Jews were producing under the law. So a lot of things to take in here and think about, and maybe challenge some of our concepts that we've had in the past based on certain doctrines or whatever.
Yeah, there's all kinds of ways to look at this, and I think the main thing is that it's now us in Christ and Christ in us. It's the ministry of the Holy Spirit in us. It's not a bunch of stuff written down in books that we need to follow after. And part of life in Christ and being led by the Spirit and walking in Him is knowing that we are one spirit with Him, and that we can make choices and decisions and not have to worry about is this of God? Is this? I've had friends who have been so caught up in the mindset. I think I've shared the story of one of my friends in the past where he and I, this is many years ago, were deciding we were going to go out to eat, and we got to this restaurant outside, and he thought he needed to stand there and pray about whether we should go in there or not and eat there or not. So he prayed right there out in the open, and no, he felt like the Spirit was telling us to go to Fairway and get some food and bring it back to his house. I'm like, you know, that's just the decision that you can make. I guess why I bring that up is you can get caught up in analysis of, is this of God, is this not? And really, sometimes you just get to decide. Life in the Spirit. I'll use giving as an example, where Paul in 2 Corinthians 9, he's talking about ministering to the saints, and he says, "So let each one give as he purposes in his heart." I'll just use that little part there. Obviously, there's much more to it than that, but in this whole thing, he doesn't say now. Bow your heads, pray, see what the Spirit would have you to do, and that, not that there's anything wrong with that. It's not that you can't do that. I'm not saying my friend was necessarily wrong to pray about what we should have done in that moment, but you have, in your new identity in Christ, you are a new creation. You have a new heart. You have a new spirit. You are one spirit with God, and you can give as you purpose in your heart. You don't have to say, what would you have me to do in this, God? You can. I'm not against that. But I'm just saying that it's not so much about following certain works that you have to do and certain things that you can't do, but you can decide in your own heart how your day is going to go. whether it's giving or in many other things too. So, and sometimes you will know and sometimes you won't know whether that's the Spirit or not working in and through you. And it's okay. To me, it's a whole lot better than not knowing if you're living with a mindset, living with constant fear of if what you're doing is enough or is not enough. And speaking of fear, you know what the opposite of fear is, at least from a perspective of understanding God? Well, there is no fear in love, because love, perfect love, that's God's love, casts out fear. Let's talk about love. Let's talk about the love of God next week, right here on Growing in Grace.
This has been Growing in Grace with Mike Kapler and Joel Brizeke, heard online through various internet sources around the world each week. Access past programs by visiting growingingrace.org. Share it with a friend and listen again next week for more Growing in Grace.